Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dudley to come back in from taking the doggy out, so we'll skip on over to DougStephan.com for a very interesting poll with a very interesting story. Kenny?
Yeah, researchers over at Fortune magazine have released a report that says that Google could rig the 2016 election.
And how, pray tell, could they do that?
Yeah. By skewing... By skewing search results, there was some rumors that this may have been going on after the GOP debate a few weeks ago, because everybody wants to gauge who won by who gets searched the most.
Mm-hmm. Remember the next morning,
yeah,
you heard everybody talking about search results, Google search results.
Remember how important social media was to President Obama, and that's
what
he said in
2008. I remember. Go ahead.
We were. Is the doggy okay?
Well, she's see, my schedule is a little different this week because Millie is here. Meredith is out on a retreat. And so Millie is here at Camp Dudley World. It's like summer camp for dogs. And Millie's schedule is not quite adjusted to what my schedule is. And so I have to accommodate the dog. So I apologize, but you are very capable of doing what you're doing. So I would just sort of listen and
I'll catch up. No, I find this is probably the most fascinating story of the day.
Yeah. So back to me in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So in 2008, remember how important social media was to President Obama's campaign?
Right.
And many people said that was a key factor in his winning because he knew how to use social media better than anybody when social media was new.
And he reached out to voters.
Yeah. Now I would say social media is still just as important as it was in 2008, but the thing that people are going to really need to think about is website optimization and getting yourself put into those search results, because people use Google for everything. It's like you're in cable. You can't make it through a day without using Google.
That's because our minds have become dead. Which came first, our dead minds and then Google search, or Google search and then dead minds?
Well, it's just a new form of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No, it isn't. Because
at your fingertips.
It's at your fingertips. It's used all the time by people. I think it's a great tool, but people have come to rely on it for the information that they ought to be able to try to figure out on their own, like what's two and two. You don't have to know math anymore because it's there on a computer. So what's the result in the end is your brain is going to become dead. It's going to atrophy. It isn't being used. If you are not, it's like our conversations about super beats and getting the blood to your head. One of the ways, literally, blood gets to your head is by using your brain. You're doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, whatever kind of challenging things, chess. Well, I mean, card games, there are lots of different things
writing
you can do.
Writing code for a software.
Yeah, right. That's really challenging, yes.
Editing videos of your kids.
Yeah, but today, people don't have to think. They don't have to correspondingly put two and two together. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So in one way, it's a brilliant, wonderful asset. In another way, it's a brazen curse. And that's where we the finding the middle is going to be a challenge over the next.
I'll give you that. But
kids your kids don't have to think about some things that we had to think about.
Yeah, but also my kids think of things that you never would have thought of.
Yeah, they're going to think in a different way.
Yeah.
So
let's hope that's the case.
I mean, there are people that use it as a crutch only.
Yes.
But there are people who use it to explore new things that you never would have even thought of.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't disagree.
Such as fixing elections with search results.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and in this case, you see if you see Carly Fiorina on TV and you say, oh, what she said makes sense. I want to find out more about
her.
Yeah,
that's good.
Plug her name into Google and all the results are good and positive things that come up.
Mm-hmm. You're going to like
it. It could sway your vote.
If
all the things that come up are bad, I had no idea.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Very good point. Something else people are talking about today, the economy, the Chinese economy is the number one focus. Some say it's been taking a lot of sick days this summer. Global markets getting the bug as well. If you remember, the Chinese government tried to boost their economy by letting the value of their currency slide. And this backfired on them big time. They were trying to make Chinese goods cheaper, encourage the people in China to spend money, but the problem is that it makes products for other countries, the United States, more expensive for the Chinese people to buy. So they can't buy a Buick, and they want a Buick. So what did somebody said? It was like taking Alka-Seltzer. They needed some kind of financial Alka-Seltzer. So we'll see what the markets do today and this week. It'll settle down. It just is going to be a while. And for those of you who are taking pleasure in this because the Chinese are the bad guys, not so smart a position either.
Because it's hurting us.
Right? Yeah,
we goes depend around on each other, even though
global economy stuff.
It's unfortunate, but yeah, we're tied to each other.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, now, the story at DougStefan.com. I'm not sure. Hold on just a second. I want to. I have a penny, a shiny penny.
Oh, okay, you're gonna flip it.
I am.
Ooh, what are our choices? What are our options?
Well, this is a story about restaurants experimenting with no tipping policies. Who thinks this is a good idea?
Just pay more for your meal, and then you don't have to tip.
Well, what they are suggesting is that they put it in
$15 an hour.
Yes,
right,
mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
But if you're going to go to $15 an hour, then you've got to raise your prices. So essentially, you're paying more. Your tip is built into the cost.
Correct.
Well, but what does that do to the cost of the meal? Does it change it? Or is it the same? People are asking the question: what's the impact on me if they one restaurant may decide 15%, somebody else
you don't have the option not to tip.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the impact.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that being taken away from me.
Right.
Well, but how about applying it to other businesses?
Or, on the other hand, if you get you have the best waiter you've ever had, great service, they were very friendly, you love this person,
you
and you
want
to tip
them
more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you can if you want to put extra money on the table.
But it takes away that whole...
The incentive is gone.
Right.
To do a good job. It really is. But let's apply that to other businesses. Why don't we do that? Why don't people tip us for the job we do?
That'd be awesome. And by the way, my mailing address is...
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Well, what about the car salesman? He's selling you a car. You're going to tip him because he...
Well, that's his commission.
Okay.
Well, the car salesman is the only one that gets paid on his performance every
year. A lot of salespeople do. A lot of salespeople that get the best way to sell is on commission only, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is how, if in fact they make it so that restaurants, they decide themselves, okay, this is what we're going to do, then why don't we do it the other way around? If somebody's done it, we have the option. If somebody does something, you go into a Brooks Brothers store to buy a new blazer. Guy does a really good job, sells you the blazer. When you're all done, you slip him a 20. How's that different than the valet who's taking care of your car? You slip him a 20 to make sure the car's out front.
The guy that sells you the suit, his tip is that you come back to him again and again and again.
And a lot of times he's getting a commission.
Yeah, repeat referral business is how a salesperson lives.
Well, I'm asking because I want to have people flush it all out, all of the various aspects of this, and understand how it is that we do business in our culture. It's different here than it is in many other places. In Asia, you would be allowed to do this. And I think some countries, not in the Caribbean, because they depend on tourism, but I'm trying to remember where else I've been in my life where tipping was, I think Muslim countries, tipping is verboten, if I'm not mistaken. When I was in Cairo, I don't remember. I seem to remember being told. All-inclusive resorts.
They would not take my money at beaches last year for tips. They would not.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are you going back to the Turks and Caicos and we're not going?
I'm trying to get you in on the deal.
Wait a minute. What is that?
I smell a rat.
You couldn't get anywhere if it wasn't for being on this program.
An Irish rat.
Sure I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He knows people.
Right. Yeah.
Well, how do you get to know him?
Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, how do you get to meet him?
Maria?
Yeah, how'd you meet her?
He's old friends.
But from where?
I'll bring you back.
Oh, who can say how this happened?
That's what you want. Are you looking for some freebies?
No, I'm not going to let them come on the program and talk about it. Because they were supposed to take us. Jennifer wanted to go. Kenny wanted to go. I want to go. And you're going.
They don't need to come on the program.
Well, good. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Hey, beaches, resorts, everybody. Turks and Caicos, beautiful place.
Uh-huh. See who's not here tomorrow. Check your schedule.
Hey, watch this. You ready for this? Hey, Doug, how you doing? Let's see. His mic's off.
Next time.
You need an override button.
Come to DC.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, where are we? Gen yourself. Fix your face. Bags, puffiness. Lines around your eyes. Can't go to the beach resort, so you can fix your face at home. Call 800-543-9262, because not only is Genucel going to help you get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, it's going to help you with a new Platinum Dark Circle treatment, this powerful all-natural treatment that does away with the dark circles under and around your eyes. So you want to look well. You want to look your best without makeup. Call 800-543-9262. I think, basically, I should make these all pretty basic bottom line stories. You want your face to look better? Call this number, 800-543-9262. Would you respond to an ad like that, Jennifer? You want your face to look better? Call this number.
Yeah, of course.
You would. Okay. All right, so that means everybody listening who listens to Jennifer and thinks she's cool and smart and a lot better off in terms of her brain than I am, those of you who didn't like my conversation last week when Jennifer wasn't here and wished that she was here, now's your time to support her. Call 800-543-9262. Do what Jennifer does. Put Genucel.
That's why they call it Genucel.
That is why they call it Genucel. 800-543-9262.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
What would an extra at TIAA crap? Our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Tell a story here, 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Richie and Kenny are supporting our interest in interesting music. The Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl and his Foo Fighters, performing this weekend in a way that you may not quite have expected. You may or may not have read that members of the Westboro Baptist Church, those clowns from Kansas that protest most funerals of soldiers because the military has let gay people into the military. They're phenomenally crazed when it comes to the gay lifestyle. So, anyway, they were at a concert in Missouri, and before the show, they were there to protest the Foo Fighters at their concert. So before the show, Dave and his gang piled into the back of a pickup truck and drove past the protesters blaring this song. Hear that?
The whole band sitting in the back of the pickup truck clapping and dancing around.
You can hear the crowd gathering. This is the video of the day today at DougSteffens.com. Watch them move through and by the protesters waving signs, "You've been Rickrolled." Cheering, singing, drowning out the protesters in their hateful chants. So you can see the whole thing. The audio is not great, but you can watch it a couple of minutes long at DougSteffens.com. These people, what clowns these people are for this church. How do people who are legitimate Christians talk about or take to or discuss with these people do in the name of Christianity.
I think people are not happy with what they do for the most part in the name of Christianity.
So. There are whack jobs in every religion, so you're going to have your percentage.
Wait, hold on a second. What happened to the, we were going to play Never Going to Give You Up?
Well, I just put it right there. I mean, you want it again?
Yeah, of course. I want to get... you've been Rick-rolled.
You've been Rick-rolled, everyone.
No, this is Rick-rolled. If I have to stay home and not go to the Turks and Caicos, you're going to get Rick-rolled. Rick-rolled.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Rick-rolled. Yes, it is howdy doody.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules and
why do people so dislike this song and this guy? I think it's a great pop hit.
That's a great song.
Why do people make fun of this?
It looks like funny.
He's funny. Look,
Howdy Doody looks
like Howdy Doody. Right.
With that long overcoat.
Yeah.
And just, it's just funny.
Right. And the song is so time-stamped.
Very.
Right.
I'm stuck there, Kenny. That may be why I like it as much as I do. But anyway. Fine, so... That's that.
I'm going to play the song for the rest of the day now. We're just going to Rickroll everybody for the whole morning.
All right, people in the news today. Tracy Morgan got married over the weekend. He's been married before?
Good for him. Probably.
He's got a 2-year-old daughter, I think. Yeah,
but
right.
It's just a great thing because his life was almost over this time last year.
Right.
And the fact that he's coming back to SNL to host a show and he's getting married, that's
how's he look?
Stuff.
I haven't seen a picture of him. Does he look all right?
Looks the same, I think.
Lately.
Yeah, I mean, the picture that I saw of him, about a story about him the other day.
Yeah, looks all right.
Yeah, looks fine.
He looks okay on the Today Show a few months or so. Though.
But giving away 14 months of your life for something you had nothing to use there, and it just happens.
How did he seem on the Today Show, Ken? Did he seem like he was his old self or not quite there yet?
Not quite.
Mm. Right.
Shannon Doherty has revealed that she has breast cancer, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she was trying to keep it quiet. And
props to her for not, though. I think, you know, so often breast cancer can be treated much easier. It's just easier if you catch it early. And so maybe if someone hears that she has it, maybe someone will go to the doctor and get checked.
Right. This is in conjunction with some kind of, she was, the reason it's become a story is because she didn't have medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The Screen Actors Guild canceled their insurance because of a fight with her manager or something.
Her manager didn't pay it.
Oh, handy.
The premium.
Well, thanks for bringing up the Shannon Doherty thing while I'm rickrolling everybody. That's
all right,
true.
You're welcome, Richie. 28 passed on Good Day.
One in four of us live with more than one chronic illness, and for the over 60s, that soars to 3 out of every 4. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Here's the thing. The doctor works at keeping you healthy, but with a chronic disease, you must do the work of being a patient. By that I mean, you can't leave it all to the doctor. You have stuff to do too. DCOC advice, if you have multiple chronic conditions, choose one doctor to act as the quarterback. That is, coordinate all your care. Best choice, your PCP or internist. Don't rely on your doctor's computer. Bring a current, up-to-date list of all your meds from all your doctors with you. This way, each can look at it with what they're prescribing for possible drug interactions. If one doc's advice conflicts with another, tell them and get them to sort it out between them on the phone. If you're overwhelmed with the demands of being a patient, tell your quarterback and they'll help you prioritize what has to be done and what can wait. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, all of the heavyweights are here on the Good Day program as we focus on what's going on. And what most people are talking about today is that situation that led the Americans to take down the attackers on the train. So much so are they in the public debt in France that the French president, François Hollande, did I do that right, Pierre?
Sure.
François Hollande awarded the highest honor, France's highest honor, the Legion d'Honneur.
Yeah, Legion d'Honneur. Legion d'Honneur.
So weird. Sort of like a French caveman.
Yeah, or a homeless guy.
To that's the three citizens. There was a Brit that was involved in this as well.
But he doesn't count. He's not one of those.
Nah. But this, the gunman is, according to news reports, dumbfounded by being considered a terrorist. He's 26 years old. His name is Ayub El Kazani.
He's just walking around with an AK-47 on a plane, on a train. What's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah.
He
says,
I'm
what's a terrorist?
No, Islamic militant. The people just need to see. I don't know. I'm sorry there was this incident, but it was neat to see that all of the people who are working to save those on that French train were Americans. So this will change. You know, if you're in Paris, the rest of France is okay. In Paris, they dislike Americans profoundly.
Well, they dislike everybody.
Well, but
this
they're
is
really
going to change that, though, isn't it?
Yes, I think this will change that. Yes, I think you're right about that, and I hope in not a small way. But this is kind of a nice thing. It's nice for us to have heroes, and these people are heroes. They really did change the fate of any number of people on that train. So, good. Congratulations to them. Those of you who are worried about the stock market, don't. That's all I'm going to say about that. Jimmy Carter, yesterday, taught Sunday school. Sunday school has been something that he's been teaching every Sunday since he left the office of the presidency. Sunday school. And because there's so much attention being given to his brain cancer now, this became a big deal. Belongs to the Maranatha Baptist Church, Plains, Georgia. He delivered the Bible lesson, just like he's done, as I said, hundreds and hundreds of times since the event called Losing the Election took place. And so the news media was all over this, and I would have liked it if they had just gone away. Leave him alone. Leave the. You know, what is there about this mayhem? And I don't know whether Carter doesn't have the starch or he's not like that to say, leave me alone. But the other side of it is, he went public. He decided to tell the story. So does this fit into that? He's trying to make people aware of how, in his circumstance, and if your circumstance is like mine, how you can win or how you can treat it or how you can prevail. And I guess I just, I don't know. I would like him to have peace unless he is happy with this. Happy to have all the attention.
Yeah. Well, look, good thoughts and the power of prayer and positivity.
Yep, absolutely.
Why not welcome in as many people as you can to send you good wishes?
Yep, I agree with that completely.
And being in the public eye, if he tried to keep this a secret, it would get out anyway.
Yeah, at least right. When you do this, you can control it.
All right, let's talk about the beginning of school. Many districts, it's this week. Some opened last week. Most will be open by next week. And there's a poll that's out today that focuses on what Americans think about evaluating their teachers and public schools in general. This survey gives low marks to the way teachers are rated. This is something that has been going on, these standardized tests. I think we touched on this on Friday when some of the information became available. It just is not the way to run the school system. It just isn't. So that's one side of it. Now there's another side of it, which is becoming more and more prevalent. And Richie has some experience here because his brother is what they call a resource officer at, I think it's a high school, right, Richie?
A couple of high schools in Washington, D.C.
So now here's what's going on. Many towns, many cities, school departments are aiming to have resource officers at more schools than has been the case in the past. And in some places, people are saying, why? What's the danger? Why are you doing this now? And I guess I noticed this more when I started reading about what we're doing here in my hometown of Framingham. But then I started doing a little Googling and saw that this is going on all over the place. So what is the reason? More importantly, how do you feel about having resource officers at the place where your child goes to school? And by the way, in some circumstances in schools in Massachusetts where they had one resource officer last year, they're recommending two or three this year, and people are asking why, and there isn't an answer. The police departments in many communities have gone to the school committee or school board or superintendent and said, look, you need to have more protection at the school. Based on what? Well, there could be a threat, or there may be this, or there's possibly that. What I see is this is a grab on the part of the police wanting to have more control, more authority. And so a lot of people are pushing back. They want an evaluation of the effectiveness of the program. So is there a large body of research, Richie? Do you know anything? Does your brother have any? I'm just asking this as a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
Having police in schools, in my estimation, has a much more negative impact on the school and the students than having nobody there.
Well,
if it's a black school, like your brother's in a black school, right?
Yeah.
And he's a white officer.
Sure. You know,
his school, there's not really a whole lot of choice. There's so much that goes on in that neighborhood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that you have to have somebody there. But otherwise, you're going to be going there every day anyway.
You know, there's a diverse community here, no question about that. But there's no real history really serious. There's no evidence.
Yeah, my brother works in the poorest neighborhood in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And there are two schools there. There's one is Ballou High School, and that's, you see it on the news every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is a charter school where the kids actually their parents wait in line at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and each year when they give away the raffle tickets as to how many they'll be able to, how many slots are available mm-hmm. to get into. And he says that school is, he said, if I could have taken my kids out of their school and put them in this school, I would have. It's unbelievable how well this charter school does and how well the kids do there. But, for example, last year he had one kid that he had to expel, or they expelled, because he had brought a gun to school.
Okay.
And my brother was like, it was a shame. This is a good kid. Mm. But he was afraid on his way home because the other kids were threatening him. And the rules are the rules. He brought a gun to school. I had to arrest him, and he was expelled and thrown out of the school and now has to go back to Ballou.
Well, here's what I think that on the broader scope, people have to ask themselves whether you actually think this is a good thing. It seems to me that there's a question here about it just, you can hear the frustration in my voice. There's just police everywhere, and we are teaching kids to be afraid, to be scared. Is there something to be scared of?
The news is already telling them that. I mean, here's the thing. If I were a kid, I would feel comfortable seeing someone like an armed guard or something on my campus, because I'll tell you what, if you pay any attention to the news, or if your parents have the news on and you're just old enough, let's say you're 10, 11, 12, when it's starting to sink in and you hear these stories about weirdos in their 20s going to school campuses and shooting them up, it would make me feel good to have the score evened a little bit. I think it would make me feel better and probably more comfortable. I mean, I was going to school during the LA riots in the 90s. And our school was shut down under attack because one of the police officers who beat up Rodney King, his son, went to my high school. And we had gang members just patrolling the campus, and there was nothing that the students, that the people could do. So,
how do these people turn out? What do they turn out like as adults? And is school a reflection of the larger society we live in? We all have to live together. We're going to school. Public school means we learn together. We all are breathing the same air on this planet. So what is there that we don't see here about trying to fix the problem and stop trying to separate ourselves or be different? This is my square. That's your square. Don't touch me here.
One of the things that my brother does in the summertime when school is out, they have a summer program for kids, and it's like the junior police academy type thing where any kid that wants to enroll, they get to come and they get to train and learn and kind of, be quote-unquote a junior police officer for 6 weeks out of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. So that they have more of a relationship with the community and with the kids as they come up in the community, and before they start causing trouble, they have the connection with the police department.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think it depends on the officer in question.
True.
When my kids were going to our local high school, a few years before my daughter went there, there had been a shooting. No one was killed, but they assigned two different officers there. And she said they never got in the way. They never bothered anybody, but everyone felt like they were safe there. And they also felt like they got used to being around police and that it was a positive activity, so there wasn't the fear of police.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of that, and it depends on how smart the people are that are running the police department, Kenny. That's how you decide. That's how people
certainly
are. It's leadership. It's all about leadership. It's all about leadership. 16 before the hour. A couple of sports injuries of note. We'll talk about them in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary. Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
All right, earlier this past weekend, there was another incident at a baseball park where a fan get hit baseball or bat? I think it was
a baseball. It was a couple weeks ago that we saw a woman get hit by a broken bat.
Right.
This weekend in Detroit, a woman down the third baseline got hit by a baseball, foul ball.
I think this is the third time it's happened this season, at least.
Yeah, it's happened
times.
A bunch of seasons. So now Justin Verlander, who is one of the pitchers, says, more protective measures need to be put in place in ballparks. Players are sick of seeing injuries that could easily be avoided. Then he followed that up with another tweet that said, I hope the fan tonight is okay. Hashtag get well soon. At MLB, you should make changes before it's too late. Hashtag don't wait too late.
All right, here's the story of Justin Wilson, who is an IndyCar driver. In a coma today, critical condition, got a head injury when he was hit by a large piece of debris that broke off of a car yesterday at the Pocono Raceway. Apparently a lot of crashes. His condition is right. He was not involved other than just standing.
No. He was in a car behind the accident.
Oh, was he?
I
thought he was on the sideline.
And so, no. So when the car in front of him got hit, a piece of metal fell off of it, flew in the air, and then hit him right in his helmet.
How can that be if they've got those cages over those cars?
They don't. At the front, this is the Indy open wheel cars, and the front of the car is open. The cockpit is open. It's not the NASCARs.
Oh, I thought the car was, had a rollover bar or something.
Sure, but that's to the back and the side of him, not in front of him.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's nasty.
A woman who took a bite out of another passenger in a dispute over a seat on a subway being sought for assault.
You think?
Christ.
You mean that's not okay?
This was on the F train. When a 45-year-old woman asked the suspect to remove her belongings from a seat so she could sit down. When the rider didn't respond, the woman attempted to sit down anyway. The suspect became enraged, pushing the victim, scratching her on her chest, pulling her hair, and biting her on her forearm.
Hmm.
Suspect fled the train when it stopped at the next station.
She's not nice. Married.
Yeah. Really? The criteria of knowing how to bite and scratch, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, hi, operator. Look, I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. What, there's sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood.
How about that? Let's move to Hawaii. Hello, it's 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to focus on the weekend at the box office. Looks like there aren't too many surprises. I don't want to send you away because Trucker always has something very important to say. If it's not about what's going on now, it's about the future. It's almost like the future of rock and roll, the future of movies. Will you see more movies next week, next year? What did you start to say?
I said I got a really cool story of the past. Can I tell it?
Not until we come back after these words.
Okay.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's responsible for the information we have about videos, DVDs, movies, etc. Let's go through the box office totals. It looks to me like there isn't a lot of change from last week, at least at the top, right?
Not really. I mean, this is the what they call the dog days of August, where the big box office totals start to peter out. Although Straight Outta Compton, last week's number one film, landed in top spot once again. $26 million, $111 million in 2 weeks of release. That is a very solid figure. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation continues to do pretty well. 11.7, $157 million in 4 weeks. They've already planned a sixth installment in this franchise. And as I said, I believe 2 weeks ago, Tom Cruise is going to do a sequel to the movie Jack Reacher. He really plays it in some ways safe, but it solidified his career in a very solid way. Number three, Sinister 2, the horror franchise, sort of petering out in terms of popularity. $10.6 million in its opening frame. For a horror film, this is a weak opening. Number four was Hitman, Agent 47. Another weak opening, just $8.2 million. And Man from U.N.C.L.E. ran out the top five, $7.4 million. $26 million in 2 weeks of a release, which is sort of ho-hum. I was going to say before you cut me off, Doug, at the commercial break, I do a classic movie revival.
It's my job, Chuck. I have to get
me up
there.
I do, as you know, a classic movie revival series every 2 weeks at my local community theater. And last night, I arranged a 30th anniversary screening of The Goonies from 1985. Yeah. And much to my surprise, 170 people came out to see it, which in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, is very, very impressive.
You usually get 75 to 100 people show up for these things on a good night, right?
Between 40 and 75 for the most part. I mean, I've had some big crowds. For It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas, I had 250 people, although I must admit I catered it out of my own pocket. So that's why we had a big crowd. But The Goonies was, I bought a cake, I had a cake designer design a pirate ship cake, which everybody got a free piece. But 170 people is it was really impressive, and I had a really good time.
Good times can be had by us. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Not real.
Well, you said the summer has been slow. Does it change after Labor Day like everything else? Do we go back to having...
Got to wait till November.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some hits, but, you know... And by the way, I told a joke. See if you think this is funny before the Goonies crowd. I said this is one of Donald Trump's favorite films, although he roots for the land developers.
Oh, the Goonies. I get it. The Goonies are taking the house. That's what they go and save. Find the treasure.
I've never seen the Goonies.
What?
It's below
you haven't seen Goonies?
It's beneath my dignity to go see a movie like
not
that.
Not at his level.
No, it isn't.
You've got to see it.
Why?
It's a great movie.
But it's
plus,
different.
It's your responsibility to know about pop
culture. Oh, that's right, too. Yes, right, exactly. Yep. I know everything there is to know about pop culture.
Goonies never die, Doug.
Oh, Goonies never die. They just go where?
Nowhere. They never died.
They've never gone. They're doing it. All right. Got it. Chuck Curry. And I got lost on that one. But that will be... It's not the first time, nor will it be the last. Thank you for bringing out the best in all of us, Chucker. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Every day at this time, we do a little research into what's going on in the video, in the DVD, in the movie world. 59 after on Good Day.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.